For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. General George McClellan was a pivotal military leader during the Civil War. A West Point graduate, he disagreed frequently with President Lincoln about the proper military strategy for the Union Army, and even ran for president against Lincoln in 1864. Dan Maudlin talks with Dr. Jack Thacker and Dr. Glenn LaFantasy of the WKU History Department.
Dr. LaFantasy, isn't it true that General McClellan built much of his reputation out of early fighting in what became West Virginia?
The successes that the Union Army had at places like Rich Mountain and Laurel Mountain and other battles there in West Virginia was largely the responsibility of the general on the ground, William S. Rosecrans, who later rises to significant command in the Union Army as well. But this should have been the making of Rosecrans's reputation. Instead, McClellan made sure that what we would today call press releases went out to the media, putting all the glory on him, on himself, and claiming these victories for himself. Now, it was true he was in the upper echelon of command for that early campaign, but nevertheless, he really wasn't the general on the ground and the one who had pulled off a remarkable flanking action that actually Rosecrans accomplished. In fact, when it came to McClellan's time for being on the ground, he flubbed a frontal assault that allowed hundreds of Confederates to escape. The victories in what's now West Virginia would have been even more formidable if McClellan had been a better general, a better combat general than he was either in West Virginia or he later turned out to be as well through most of his Civil War career.
Now, Dr. Thacker, General McClellan is generally considered to have had excellent organizational skills, but he had more difficulty in committing troops to battle.
I think McClellan also had a very, very successful career. He suddenly found himself promoted perhaps beyond his capabilities. And once he entered into the actual committing himself to battle, he was aware of his own shortcomings in some ways. When you organize something and you put it together, you can see the end result. He has no idea how this is going to turn out. He's never had failure. He's afraid desperately of failing, I think. And what happens is that he takes counsel with his fears over and over again.
Historians say McClellan did make significant contributions in organizing troops and preparing them for battle, and 150 years ago this month, he was named General-in-Chief of the Union Army. However, by 1864, he had fallen out with President Lincoln and was running against him for president.
I think, first of all, McClellan didn't have a fine-tuned sense of what the Constitution spells out, and that is there's actually civilian authority over our military in this country, and that was one problem. And part of the strain and difficulty came from both sides. On one hand, Lincoln was an inexperienced commander-in-chief, so the problems weren't all of McClellan's making. Lincoln made some mistakes as well. But McClellan's very loose notion of how the military worked under the Constitution, loose in the sense that he just didn't seem to get that no matter who the president was, and he often referred to Lincoln as the original baboon in his private correspondence, that no matter who the president is, military has to obey the orders issued by the president.
General McClellan was popular with his troops and was nominated by the Democratic Party to run for president in 1864, but Abraham Lincoln won re-election with 55% of the popular vote. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Maudlin.